Hello, my name is Corey Brooks from Microsoft Open Technologies, and I'll be taking you through an introduction to the Metro-style theme for jQuery Mobile. The Metro-style theme for jQuery Mobile is intended to provide HTML5-based applications a consistent Metro-style look and feel. As you can see, I've loaded a web page here. This web page contains examples of how elements in your application will appear after the theme has been applied. We'll begin by going through the sections of this website one by one. Our first section is fonts and colors. In our color section, you can see that the dark and light Windows Phone themes are supported via the A and B color swatches. Switching between these two colors on this page is as simple as using the Switch to Dark and Switch to Light buttons. As you can see, when we click one of them, the entire page is rethemed to follow that specified style. Below the font section, we contain a paragraph that shows off the strong, emphasized, and linked text styles. As well, we have six font sizes corresponding to standard Windows Phone font sizes. These sizes are incorporated into your HTML5 application by using the H1 through H6 header tags. Next, we'll go back to our main page and then to our headers and footers section. On this page, you can see how the HTML div tag is used to separate out our page into sections. The data role attribute here is used to specify that this div contains the page and this div contains the header. There are also content and footer data role values. In this way, we follow the jQuery Mobile best practices and allow our theme to be applied correctly across our entire page. Now, we'll return to the main page and go to our next section, which is list views and menus. Here we have three select menu controls, which operate in much the same way you would expect. However, the third custom select control shows this information in a more Windows Phone appropriate manner. Additionally, we have a list view which displays information in alphabetically separated sections. Next, we'll return and go to the button section. The button section is fairly self-explanatory and contains a variety of different types of buttons that you can add to your application. The final button on this page is a link button, which will return us to our main page. Our next section is form elements. Here we have examples of our text input, a text area, which allows for the input multiple lines, and our search input. We also have controls such as sliders, a switch, checkboxes, and radio buttons, both in the vertical and horizontal formats. Next, we'll return and go to our Dialogs page. The Dialogs page is fairly self-explanatory in that we have two buttons. The first, which will display a dialog for us. As you can see, this dialog has the title, the message information, and two buttons, the OK and Cancel. And we also have the page loading error message. When we click this, it displays an error loading page message with a progress bar, which is the default error loading message that will show when there is an error loading a page within your application. Further down the page, there's a section containing plugins such as the progress bar, application bar, toggle button, datetime picker, and theme switcher. We'll go over these shortly when I show you these elements running in a Windows Phone Apache Cordova application. We have Visual Studio open and our solution for the Metro Theme Demo application ready. We'll start by running it in the emulator. Once this application loads, you'll see that it's an Apache Cordova application running similar controls and elements to what we just witnessed on the web page. We'll use our emulator to demonstrate theme switching. If we click the Switch Theme button at the top here, we're presented with four choices, including System, Dark, Light, and Original. We saw an example of dark and light theme switching in our Fonts and Colors section of their website. Now we'll discuss the system theme switching. If we click on System, you can see that everything is the same as if we had dark selected. This is because our current system theme selected is the dark theme. If we exit our application and go into the settings and select a light theme, you can see that our system is now colored in a different way. If we start our demo application again, click Switch Theme, and click System, you'll see that the application has now detected that our system has the light theme selected and applied it accordingly. It should be noted that it is also possible to detect and apply the appropriate system theme upon application load. We'll go over this in another webcast. The final thing I wanted to cover is plugins, the section we skipped over earlier. We go to the bottom of our demo app and click on the Plugins button. We'll be taken to a page that shows us our plugin controls. These controls include a date time picker. Here we can choose our date. Here we can choose our time. We also have a progress bar, simulate progress, an indeterminate progress bar, and a toggle button. We also have the application bar at the bottom, which can provide buttons and menu items. This concludes the introduction to the Metro style theme for jQuery. In my next webcast, I'll show how to integrate this Metro-style jQuery mobile theme into an existing Apache Cordova application. Thanks for your time.